The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Okay.
I messaged Micah when I started watching this episode because a certain character slash actress showed up in this episode, and all I wrote was, bah ha 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 ha, I can't believe today has come. And he had no idea what I was talking about. But this episode is entitled The Doll, which finds George is troubled by a doll that belongs to his fiance Susan, which looks just like his mother. Elaine tries to reconcile with her conductor boyfriend by getting him the other guy in the Three Tenors autograph. Frank recognizes a long-lost cousin in a photo Elaine took in Tuscany. And George and Susan try to fix Jerry up with Sally Weaver, played by Kathy Griffin, inconveniencing him when she keeps bringing him the wrong props for an upcoming TV show appearance. So, Micah, what did you think of this episode?
I don't like Sally Weaver. I don't like Kathy Griffin. I don't. Kathy Griffin is a huge negative for me in my enjoyment of this episode. And, you know, without Kathy Griffin in it, that's the problem. She's the A story. Or the B story, I guess.
She's more of a B story.
Yeah, if the A story is always meant to be what the title is, then okay. Although the title was going to be called The Doormat, which would have made this technically the A story. So Jerry's story, the main character of Seinfeld, involves this woman that I can't stand. And you know, it just it's fine. It's a fine episode. It's not of the two appearances by Kathy Griffin in this series. This is the one that is the least annoying.
Oh, easily. Easily, yeah. At least.
Kathy Griffin, who played Sally Weaver, performed a stand-up comedy routine after filming this episode, alleging that Jerry Seinfeld was rude to her during the making of the episode. Jerry, ever the actual comedian, found it funny, and he found it amusing, and he wrote her a humorous letter, as well as showed her clips of the routine, showed clips of her routine to the Seinfeld audience. He wrote that whole, you know, stand-up thing, that one-woman show thing, into the next episode that she's going to appear in, right, in season 9.
Which was actually really clever.
Yeah, it was clever, because that's how most of these episodes are done, right? Like, something in real life happens to one of the writers, and they insert it into the show, and then just kind of turn the volume up.
Right.
And that's what this is. And so, damn her for it.
What is it about Kathy Griffin, besides your sexual desire for her?
Don't play with me.
She is the worst, by the way.
She is the worst.
She is the worst.
So, you know, we were talking the other day about, you know, on Black Cinema, about white people just kind of doing too much.
Yes, that is correct.
That is her. She's doing too much. Look, I didn't like Trump either. Holding Trump's a severed head of Trump for a magazine photo shoot. Yo, that's doing too much, yo.
Yeah, that was a bit much. That destroyed her career, by the way. It destroyed it. Like,
and
no one cared.
Value was lost.
No. Like, that was the one time where people were just like, that's fine. And you did that shit in month two. Like, relax.
Right.
Like, turns out, had you done it in like year two, you'd have probably been spot on. People would have been like, yeah, that's about right. But she came out guns blazing way too early. Way too early.
Yeah. She feels like, I don't know the woman. I've seen some of her comedy. I do not think it's funny. Like, and that's not like me being some sexist or whatever, right? Like, because I do find female comedians funny, except for her. I do not find her funny at all.
I am not a fan of her comedy. No, there's definitely women comedians I actually do think are funny. I think, look, here's me being completely ridiculous, and I mean this. I think even now, the 2021 version of this person I'm going to name is funnier than Kathy Griffin has ever been. Paula Poundstone is funnier than Kathy Griffin, yo.
I listen to don't tell me.
Right. We
old as fuck. Yeah. But I listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me. And look, I'm not annoyed by Paula Poundstone. I am actively annoyed by Kathy Griffin. Like, she would be on with Anderson Cooper during the New Year's stuff. And while it's fun to see lit Don Lemon and drunk Anderson Cooper, when Kathy Griffin's on there, who apparently Anderson Cooper, I thought he was a smart guy, but apparently he's a big Kathy Griffin fan. I can't watch it. I can't watch it. I am actively annoyed by this woman.
You know why she's there, right? You know why she's there. No, you don't know?
No.
There's a term I'm not going to use.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes. Like,
I know. I'm very much aware.
Yeah, that's why she's
that
there.
Term is.
Yeah,
and she's a hag, and a cigarette hag, and
a rhyming with hag. That's what she is. That's what she is. What's that Asian female comedian who is also one?
She had that show in the 90s, right?
What is her name? She's not funny at all.
Margaret Cho?
Yes, that's it. I don't think Margaret Cho is funny at all. No. No, I don't think you're funny. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine if other people do. I'm just not a fan. I will not
be buying tickets to your shows.
It's not for you.
Nope, it really isn't.
It's not for you.
Really. And look, I'm not saying everything's got to be catered to me. I'm really
not. No, I'm not mad at that. Right, I'm not the target audience, like, at all.
But if you ask for my opinion, I'm going to give it to you.
She sucks. They're both terrible comedians. That's fine.
I can't stand her, yo. I can't stand her. Yeah. God.
Mm. Listen to Micah.
Just annoying, dude. Just annoying.
Micah ever the anti-Semite. So Jerry gets off. Jerry is out of town. I forget where he is.
He's in Memphis.
Right. That's right. And
hanging out with Cam and them.
Oh my God. That poor son of a bitch. Jerry, that is. I mean, can you imagine having to hang out with Cam? Ugh.
Is this what all the women are like in Memphis, Cam?
Yeah.
Is this what all the people are like in Memphis, Cam?
I mean, look, not to be a complete asshole, but I'm pretty sure that the girl that Cam was dating was Kathy Griffin. I'm just saying. He didn't want to, like, he never showed us who she was. Yeah, he didn't want to be like riding her coattails of celebrity. He was just like, no, this is my girl. I like to keep it down. Yeah. It's all right, dude. You were dating Kathy Griffin. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. So she gives him this huge box, right? And she's like, look, I need you to give this to Susan and George.
Because she's Susan's friend.
She's Susan's friend. And she's like, I need you to give this to them. This is a wedding gift for them. And he's like, all right, fine. It's this big ass box. So he's got to lug this box on the plane back from, back to New York from Memphis. So at this point, George is sitting there talking to his dad in Monk's, and Elaine comes by and she's like, oh, I got to go to a thing. And George is like, the thing's been canceled. Sit down. Come sit with me with my crazy dad.
Can't stand being hanging out with his dad.
Yeah.
Which is something that I know about from my own son.
He'll fuck with you like that. No, my really daughter doesn't. Likes me. That's sad for you.
Yeah. Dad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day soon. Hopefully, I'll know what love is.
When he's 35. What's up, Dad? Out of my face. Never liked your face. So at one point, Elaine is like, this is that turn Elaine made in like, what is it, season 7?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus looks amazing in this season.
Yeah, she's looking super good, right? Like, yeah. I think it's like season 8, boy. It's like, it's at full tilt. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. 8 and 9. Come on, man.
She just looks Come on. It's really funny because she was like such a goofball looking person in the early seasons, and then just
she looked incredibly like frumpy and you know, wore ill-fitting clothes and had this weird hairstyle.
Yeah, the wall of hair.
Yeah, the wall of hair. But nah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus looks amazing.
Yep. So we cut to Jerry on a plane, by the way, a Trump Airlines plane. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, shit.
If you go back and look, because they show the outside of the plane first, as it's like sitting on the tarmac, and they are Trump Airlines planes, which is wild.
Wow.
What a funny little, you know, thing about, like, you know, in time. So, yeah, his defunct airline.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is. I'm so used to seeing the black, black, gold, and white airplane that he has, which I guess is his personal plane. Yeah. But,
But Trump Airlines was a thing he had for like 9 seconds, you know, and then, of course, he ran that shit right
Trump University and Trump Steaks and
Trump all vodka.
Jesus.
How are you gonna be a teetotaler running a vodka company? What do you know about alcohol? Shut up. Gee, did it fail? So because Jerry has that huge pink box that he was bringing back for Sally Weaver, he had to put his bag, you know, his carry-on bag up. The stewards had to put it above him. And she smashed it up there, breaking his bottle of barbecue sauce that had a guy on the picture who looked like Charles Grodin, whose show he's getting ready to go on. So that was supposed to be like a joke that he was going to do on the show. So now he's like scrambling for ideas. George comes over. He opens the gift. He doesn't even wait for the wedding, by the way. He opens the gift. And it's a doormat that says the Costanzas. And he's just like, yeah, I don't even want this.
Like, what's a doormat?
Yeah, what the fuck is this? Come on.
All right.
What's the worst wedding gift you ever got?
No gift.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
If
someone didn't give me a gift, was it the sous vide? I think you got me the sous vide for my wedding.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we still use it. We still use it.
Good.
We just asked for monetary.
Jesus Christ. I just realized how fucking rich and asshole like that sounds. What did I give you for a credit? What did I give you for your wedding? Like, we gave you a sous vide. Jesus Christ. Wow. Everything people say about us is true.
Everything people say about you is true.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's 100% fair. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So so no gift. Did you get anything where you were just like, what is this?
No, we told people, you know, give us money. That's because you can't go wrong with that.
You can't.
And a lot of people gave us cash. Like we had, we would make it rain in our hotel room because we had a big wad of cash that people gave us.
God damn.
So that was fun, and then we never did. We could never do it again because we just don't keep that kind of money.
Yeah. No.
Because we're not like old black people yet who are afraid of banks.
I'm going to ask you a very rude question, but I think for the sake of this show, I have to ask you. Do you have sex on that money?
No, money's dirty.
Okay.
Yeah, money's dirty.
Did you think about it?
I thought about it.
See? I know, dudes, man.
Somebody was like, nope, money's dirty.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Like, you're both correct, right? Like, she's right. Money is dirty and you shouldn't do that. But at the same time, I'm going to have sex on these $100 bills. Like, because I'm a black dude and I've seen a rap video once and I want to do it. Like, just touch my leg while I keep a 20 on my knee. Something. Come on. That's funny. No, I would have had the same thought. And my wife would have probably had to say, like, no, ew. Yeah,
money's dirty.
Like, no. what are you doing? Like, come on. This next scene is fucking wild. George comes home and Susan's like, hey, I put up my doll collection. Stop right there. A grown person surrounded by dolls is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, what a fucking dork.
What kind of a psychopath? In fairness, yours are action statues. Hers are actual dolls. And mine are made of resin, okay? Resin, which I had a very, very long and serious conversation with my wife. When we first moved in together, I was like, they're not dolls. She's like, yeah, you're little dolls. I was like, don't do that.
Don't belittle the things that I like. Like,
don't call them dolls.
Okay. All right. Like, I don't do that to you and your, like, your little TV shows or whatever you like to do.
Your little dolls.
Your little dolls. All right. But, like, you can't push back too hard because then you sound like, they're
action figures. Right, you can't go too hard. No, you can't. Like, look, just respect my shit. Like, I ain't going to defend
me,
it. Just
let me correct your ignorant statement.
Right, okay? I don't need to go further than that. These are very expensive. So she has like, a literal doll collection, which I do find, like, your action figures or whatever, like, that doesn't bother me. Obviously, I'm incredibly biased, but these are just straight up dolls. Like, that's weird to me.
My parents used to collect them for my sister. So they used to collect different types of Barbies. Have like a Lucille Ball Barbie doll, and
my daughter will, like, never have a Barbie. Never.
And we, not to play with, right? Like, they're still, like, in the box or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's probably worse than me.
Yeah, I guess. I never understood, like, keeping toys in, like, boxes to not play with them. But, you know, whatever. To each his own, right? But, yeah, it's her actual doll collection. I mean, I've seen people who have those things. It's collecting is weird, right? Because it's all about it's collecting what you like, and it's all about who is willing to buy what you are collecting. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Like, like, there's a very famous picture of a divorce proceeding where the husband and wife are on the ground in front of, like, the two tables separating their Beanie Babies.
Yeah,
we're going to get some for these. I bet you won't.
Ever. I mean, but even the more traditional collecting, like stamps or coins, like, collecting coins doesn't do anything for me. Like,
I don't get it.
Okay. Like, why would someone want to pay more than what the face value of this coin
That's
is?
That's a fair point.
Right. Like, you can't spend it, but, like, that's the thing. Somebody will buy it. So,
yeah, if it's old enough or if it's rare enough. Yeah, I don't really get coin collecting. But I collected baseball cards at one point. If I'm really digging into crates of my nerdy past, I used to collect fucking X-Men cards. We used to trade them in middle school. I was a real ladies' man back then, guys. So, like, I had that. I definitely collected comics, and traded comics, like, all through high school. I mean, I get it, but I'm not collecting doll babies, my nigga. Like, that's crazy. this is wild. But I don't think my wife has a stance on it. I do. I don't want my daughter having Barbie dolls. Nah, I'm good. Like, I think they send a terrible message to little girls. Like, nah. Get other dolls. Other dolls are fun.
What about All right. So just Barbie specifically.
Specifically. Not any dolls. Like she has a couple, like stuffies or whatever. My mom bought her first one, which she was like, it's like a little biracial doll, right? And and it's got like textured hair and shit, like so that, you know, she can, you know, connect with it. Which is great. But it looks like my wife, which is hilarious. It does. I mean, my wife is also biracial, but it just kind of looks like my wife. And so she
does it talk to you
when I see
like this doll.
That's just fucking
why funny. Don't we bring Baxter outside? Why don't we bring him Baxter outside? Like, I don't want to bring. Why don't we bring Baxter outside? Like,
this is what I think of that. Baxter's my dog, by the way. But yeah, it looks like her. And so my daughter now calls, she was calling it Shiloh, which is my wife's name. But now she calls it, my wife taught her to call her Shilomani, which my father-in-law used to call my wife when she was a little kid, which just means little Shiloh. So she calls her Shilomani, which is cute. But yeah, she looks like, the doll looks like my wife. It's hilarious. it does not speak to me, however. So George sees this one doll, and it looks exactly like his mother. She's like, "Oh, get out of here. It doesn't look like your mom." Like, no, it looks exactly like
yeah, how can you not see
it? Yeah. It's crazy. She looks exactly like Estelle. You know, we cut to Estelle breaking in on Kramer and Frank playing in his new billiards room, which used to be George's bedroom. And it's clearly way too small to actually play pool.
My parents couldn't wait to when I was gone. Then, like, 2 days later, they immediately started, like, repainting my room. And my room was not big, but
no,
they
treat that. That's small.
They treat that as, like, the den or whatever. He's got a TV that's way too big for that room.
Crowding the wall.
It is crowding the wall. And he's sitting, I don't know,
3 feet away.
I mean, maybe 6 feet away from it. Like it's huge. It's huge. And it's just right there. And he and that TV are not practicing proper social distancing. That's how close the thing is, man.
Yo, I remember your room. Did you have a queen? You didn't have a queen size bed in there.
No, I had a double bunk at one point, and then I had just a double. Because that room was super small, man.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that room was not big at all. I can't imagine him sitting there watching a TV. Like, is it like a 50-inch television?
Yeah, it's something too big for that room.
That's crazy.
Like really? Like, what are you doing? And that's all he does. He just sits in there all day and has the nerve to have a damn sound bar.
You can't hear it?
Room too. Right, like, come on, yo! Like, you don't need all this. It's too much.
That's fucking hilarious. So at this point, we see George and Susan trying to have sex, and. She keeps the dolls in the bed with her.
Yeah, nah, yo.
That's not acceptable.
I don't care what the doll look like, if it look like your mother or not. Nah, yo, you can't.
You're a grown-ass woman, yo. Get those dolls the fuck out of my bedroom.
You can't be like, and doing like, the beast with two backs, like, can't just be sitting right next to a doll baby. Yo.
Like, nah, yo, that's creeping me out. Like, if I went to have sex with my wife tonight and one of my daughter's dolls was in our bed, I would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, right.
No.
Like, it just doesn't. Plus, that's very, like, childish.
Yeah,
like,
that's my thing.
Yeah, like, it just. Not having the collection, but, like,
Like, I sleep with like, the doll, baby.
Right.
No,
right.
I want a divorce.
Like if I bought Thanos in here and just like having him sitting on my shoulder while I'm having sex with my wife, like that's just,
you know, here's a test. Put it on the pillow, like put it on your pillow. But y'all gonna sleep tonight. She goes see what her reaction is like. What the fuck is this? Like, what are you doing? Nah, yeah, like, yeah, I like to keep everything perfectly balanced. Keep this Thanos doll in here. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work out. Nah, but I did like this scene because like they start making out and George starts like hitting the doll in the face when Susan's not looking, which is hilarious to me. It's like get the fuck out of here, like yeah. And then he puts it under a pillow. Like, no, I don't want to ever see this thing ever again. Yeah, I don't blame him. No, I would throw that doll away. I would. Yeah. Like, no. Jerry tries to convince Elaine to buy this new toothbrush, and it's the funniest thing ever because we've all done this, right? We've all had like this one product, and we're like, no, this is amazing. This is amazing. You try to tell someone, they're like, hey, I don't really give a shit. No, it sounds amazing. I'm not gonna change. I'm not gonna do this new thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch The Nick, no matter how much you say it's good.
You should.
I'm not. I don't have time.
You should. See, I'm Jerry in this case. Or if you take someone to a restaurant, like nothing makes me angrier. To taking someone to a really nice restaurant, or not even like, it doesn't even have to be nice, but a place that you know, you're like, you gotta try this thing. They're like, okay. And they get there and don't try it. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I took somebody to that pho restaurant, that we used to go to back in the day. And I was like, this place is amazing. This soup is really, it was my mom. And I'm like, you gotta try the fucking soup. It's amazing. She was like, all right. She get there and then she orders something else. I'm like, what the fuck? Get the soup. That's what they're famous for. It's super good.
I did that with my mother with sushi once. I was like, oh, you gotta try sushi. She's just like, it ain't cooked. Nope. So I'm like, all right. I get it. Golden black. Want everything to be burnt. It's gonna taste like a damn hockey puck. That's just how old black people are, man.
She's like, ain't nobody eating that. There are literally millions of people. Tens of millions of people.
Nations of people that eat it.
Yeah. But, she's like, nah, fuck that.
No, it ain't done. I'm not paying for half cooked food. Like, all right.
You know what? You got it. Like, let me shut up. I'm the idiot. So Kramer takes, Frank to see the maestro, who apparently has a picture of a guy who might be his cousin in Tuscany. And so he's like, they're trying to, you know, he's like, all right, those pictures, they're at my house, but I have this symphony I have to do at this convalescent center. But after that, I will. I'll check at home and you know, see if we can find this picture. And he's like, yeah, and I'll come over and play billiards. And you find out the maestro likes to sit without wearing pants before a performance, so he can keep the crease in his pants. This is a weird, like, offshoot kind of story, and I didn't care about that part at all.
Yeah, I. It's just an excuse to see a dude in his underwear, I guess, because that's funny to see a grown man Donald Duck in it.
Right. Should not Donald Duck it. I do not approve of this look.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work.
No.
I don't even put my son's shirt on before I put his pants on. Like,
no, you got to do pants first.
I don't like it. Yeah. You got to do pants first all the time.
Yeah. No. Women can Donald Duck it. But
yeah, women can Donald Duck it because it looks good.
Yeah.
Men doing it just looks weird to me.
Does not work. So Jerry is really pissed that Sally Weaver sent that floor mat because she was coming in New York anyway. And it turns out she works at FedEx. Like, So she did all of this and like put him through all this hell when she could have just brought it up or shipped it herself. So then he asked her, he's like, hey, because of you, you got that barbecue thing screwed up. So why don't you buy me a case of that barbecue sauce I wanted to bring? And you carry it on the plane. I'm sure it'll be nice and heavy for you. Like, you're just being spiteful. And she brings it and she's like, oh yeah, it wasn't too bad. And here's the box of barbecue sauce. And it's not the right one. It's a different one. Because she was like, I thought this one was better. Everybody in Memphis thinks that the one you were talking about is a joke.
See, you can't follow directions. Like, one, this character would be annoying to me, period.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
The fact that it's Kathy Griffin is what really just really, because this ain't acting. This ain't acting.
No, that's who she is.
This is who this woman is. She's not that good of an actress that I don't believe that this is absolutely who this fucking annoying ass woman is.
I got what I wanted. That was great.
I can't stand her, man. I really can't.
Meanwhile, George is at Monk's with the doll, and he's literally yelling at it because he could hear his mom's voice in his head. And she's like, you need a new shirt. You had that shirt for 5 years. And he's like, because I like this one. And he starts like freaking out. Everyone's like looking at him. And it's a really good callback because as he's leaving, he sees Dina from a previous episode who thought that he was actually mentally unstable. And so she's like, that man needs to be in a sanitarium. Which is really quite funny. That was a really good
callback. That's hilarious, man. That is funny.
That's a really good callback. Let's see. Fast forward, Jerry calls Sally Weaver and he's like, hey, can you bring that doll that looks like George's mom and have George bring a picture of his mom to the Charles Grodin show? I'm going to do a bit about that. Sally's like, all right, cool. I'll do it. She brings the wrong doll, because again, she can't follow directions. And then Jerry is shit out of luck yet again.
Like, God damn it, yo!
I hate when people can't follow basic directions.
Right, like, no, like, well, people to think they know better. Yeah. Right. If I'm asking you to do something, nah, you don't want to do that. You want to do this. Fuck you. Yeah. I know what I want.
Yeah. Like, or but at least
you know what I want. Bow.
Yeah. I mean, at least ask me like, hey, there's this other doll. Do you want that? Like, no, I don't. I wanted this one for a specific reason. Oh, okay, cool. Like, whatever. Don't just unilaterally make a choice. That's annoying. So, you know, Frank eventually comes back. He's got the picture from Tuscany of the guy, and he's like, that's my flesh and blood, that's my cousin, I grew up with him. And when he walks into George's apartment, Susan's holding the doll and it starts talking to Frank, and he just rips the head right off of the doll. So he's like, yeah, see, told you it looked like her. And that is the end of the episode.
Jerry Stiller is hilarious, man.
He is. We do get a moment where Frank goes all the way to Tuscany and meets this guy, and he gives him a hug, and it turns out it's not his cousin. Like,
played by Jerry Stiller.
Right, of course. They look exactly the same. That's the end of the episode. Any parting words?
Good.
It's an okay episode.
Look, for what it is, you know, it's fine. I just really hate that character, and I really hate the actor playing it. And this is one of those things where you're not going to get me to like this episode. You're just not. And if I don't like this one, you best believe when the cartoon comes around, I'm not gonna like it.
Good,
I'll be fine skipping it.
We ain't gonna skip it. Oh hell no. Oh, I'm not going to give you the benefit to do that. Fuck out of here with that nonsense. All right. That is it for us. We will see you guys next time for another episode of AOG, Airing Grievances.
Peace. See you.
Bye.
Really?